Welcome to Toyota's Patriots. Today, I'm Jackie Britton. The Patriots will face the Redskins in their preseason opener on Thursday night, and we wanted to give you a behind-the-scenes look into the production meeting prior to the broadcast, where Christian Fourier, Matt Chatham, Dan Roach, Andy Hart, and Paul Perillo are breaking it all down before Thursday's game. Matt Smith is the executive producer, and Matt, I know you guys have a lot to get to, so take it away.
Jackie, thanks a lot. So, we're excited, obviously. Year number two. Had a good start last year with three games. We're going to be bigger and better this year. Let's remember that the game is the king, and that's going to dictate everything, but we want to be conversational. We want to get into conversations. We want to talk about this roster. We want to go over all the battles that are on the roster, and nobody knows the team better than you guys. Everybody's been to all the practices. They've seen the way that this thing is shaping out. So, Rochi, why don't we start and go over what we think are the key storylines that we need to look at for Thursday.
Yeah, I think if you look at the Patriots team and what's happened in the offseason, the most exciting thing starts with defense. Last year, third down, 26th ranking in the NFL, certainly a concern. Guys, what are you seeing in the defense, and how did they improve to get to where they are now?
Well, I mean, the most important guy is Revis. I mean, that's when you think about a guy that came over from Tampa, it's just going to pretty much just change the way this defense works. It's Revis. I mean, he's the biggest name. He's the guy you're looking for when Tlaib left.
We're having a conversation about what's new and what's different, right? And I think if you sort of preface this by, you know,
Patriots defense struggled on third down. How's that?
Okay. Well, but here's the point. Don't just go and solve third down. Maybe you have to solve first and second, so third's more tenable. That's how this works. So I think the reason what'll be interesting to watch is can they solve all the issues, and then that's how you move a ranking down that's relatively irrelevant. Look to Revis. Look for Browner. We know they have to sort of address what they're going to do in those four games when he's not there. And then the health of the group. It's difficult to compare last year's group because we only got to see a month of last year's group.
So. One thing I think we need to talk about, and Matt, you just talked about the health of the group, but the depth at corner, to me, is at a higher level than it's been. But I'm still a little concerned about the safety spot. We know Devin McCourty's fine at one side, but it's been really a different guy every day. Jerron Harmon, Tavon Wilson, Patrick Chung, Nate Ebner. We need to talk about these guys. That's one thing I really want to watch Thursday night to see who's actually out there at the beginning of the game with the ones.
And then what's old is new again. Apparently 3-4 is sort of back in the mix here. All week here in Washington, they've been lining up in three-man fronts, Will Fork over the nose. And then as you look at that, how that unfolds, Jamie Collins as an inside linebacker. Yeah. I think everybody thought, okay, he can cover Kobe Fleener, he can rush off the edge and sack Andrew Luck in the playoffs. Now all of a sudden, he's kind of making that Mike Vrabel move inside and playing in the middle.
And how do you guys, let's move on to the next chapter here. How do you look at the offense and then the biggest change? What do you guys see as the biggest change coming into this camp?
My focus is going to be a little bit more on the interior portion of the game. I'm going to look at the O-line. I mean, this is a generational sea change that we've now seen. Dante Scarnecchia is no longer there. I don't know if any of us were around when he wasn't. So, I mean, this is a big story. So, Guge is here now, and to sort of buffer that group, they've gone out and got three new young bodies to increase the competition. What we don't yet know, that we'll sort of address as these games progress, is this to increase the depth and quality of depth, or is it to push someone particularly in the front group? We don't yet know that. These games will sort of play that out, and the stories will sort of develop.
Another one with a lot of different combinations, too, that we need to keep an eye on, because it's Conley's been at guard, he's been at center. Marcus Cannon's been at tackle, he's been at guard. Wendell has moved in and out. Definitely something we want to keep an eye on, especially early in the game.
He
was one of the rookies that had a chance, I think, to make a push for some playing time.
But really, it's all about the offense without Gronk, which is how we started the year last year and how we ended the year last year, and it's how we start the preseason, because even though he was cleared to practice, not down here in Washington, not going to be on the field, so that's opportunities not just for Amendola and Edelman to sort of pick up where they left off and move forward from there, but Brandon LaFell, what can you be in your first year?
And that'll be a theme as we go along here through these first four games. I think one of the big themes here in game one is Ryan Mallett. Bill went out of his way to say he hasn't played much during the regular season at all, and he expects to see a lot of Ryan Mallett in this preseason. How do we look at him as a guy that, you know, has been behind Brady and now has a chance to shine here in the preseason?
I think Christian and I would both know this well, that you know, we certainly have a sense and a feeling today, and camp often does that. And I think the general sense, tell me if I'm wrong, the consensus here is that we're feeling like Ryan is sort of separating himself as to the number two job. It feels that way.
And I think you look at it from his perspective. This could be his last year in New England. This could be his last August to play in games. He, you know, everyone hopes he never plays during the regular season, but you have a guy like Mike Mayock on the NFL Network saying, he popped in practice, I see an NFL starter. Well, if somebody's going to see an NFL starter, they need to see it in this preseason game and over the next 4 weeks.
Yeah, you know, and I saw that he put that out there, and I'm just not seeing the same thing. And would you be able to sleep at night knowing that he is your quarterback if something goes wrong? Matt Cassel did not sleep at night thinking that because Matt Cassel was the quarterback in 08. But he did a great job, but he had a bunch of weapons at wide receiver to help him out, and it was a different team. So thinking about him as a number two, you know, quarterback, I mean, he didn't have any reps at all last year. Not one. Didn't take one snap during a regular season game. So I think that's going to be important, and this is it for him. You got to show something that we can take with us.
Yeah, I think we all look forward to continuing this conversation coming up on Thursday night when they kick it off. Absolutely. I think everyone's looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Matt, I think primarily your mic's going to be open on the field.
Jump in. Try to stop.
A lot of talk of gunners and vice guys. And
all special teams.
Right.
Why can't we get better camera angles on special teams?
What we don't want, and we need to make sure is that we're not talking over each other when we're having that conversation. And to that point, I think Paul and Andy, maybe what we're going to try to do with you guys, when you see something that's going on during the game, we get into a commercial break, you can communicate that, and then we'll bring you in coming out of breaks. I think that's probably our greatest strength as far as bringing you guys in and keeping that conversation and so that it makes sense.
Hey, the less you hear from me, the better you guys are.
You need to be like a long snapper.
Yes.
You know, we don't even want to know you're out there.
I always dreamed of that. Thanks.
Did you really? Bending over and...
All right. Good night, everybody.